At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I have a fun one for you today. You guys have been asking me for years to have this woman on, and she finally said yes. We finally connected. I'm really happy to have her. So welcome, Big Brother 21's Christy Murphy to the podcast. Christy, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
It's good. I appreciate you doing this. People really want to hear from you, Christy. I mean, I've been hearing get Christy on the podcast for years at this point.
That's literally so funny and also refreshing to hear, because I feel like it's so funny. Like, I'll bump into fans and stuff of the show, and when they say, "Oh my God, we loved you, you're our favorite," I'm like, "Wow, that's like a kind of unpopular opinion." So I'm honored. Thanks.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit before we started recording. I think Big Brother 21, obviously, it has people that don't, you know, people just don't like that season for whatever reason. There was a lot of drama. But I do think people, whether it was in real time or not, have over the years sort of just realized, like, Christy was a player. And I think out of that cast, you were definitely, you know, the standout of the season. And people, you know, we'll talk about it. But people, of course, want to know if you would play again, which I will ask later. But give us the life update. You know, it's been six years since your season.
Yeah.
I know you have twins now. What's the life update?
Yeah, it's actually so crazy to hear that it was 6 years ago. It honestly, some days it feels like it was in a past life, and then other days feels like it was just yesterday. And I don't know if it's because, like, life just happens and stuff, but it feels, it's been a while. Where am I? So yeah, I got married a couple of years after the show. I had babies. I have two, almost two-year-old twin toddlers right now. My hands are
That's
full.
Fun.
Yeah, honestly, it's so much fun because they're hysterical. They're very different. And, you know, it's just, I was someone who never even thought I wanted kids. So to now have twins is like a very crazy experience for me. But yeah, I honestly, I'm launching my life coaching business in October. So probably like in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to go live with that, start taking clients, and just like start kind of hopefully getting back to me, my source, my own person. Because honestly, I feel like the last 2 years have just been catered to being a mom. And while that's a fun thing, I'm like honestly exhausted. And I just feel like I need some autonomy. And I'm excited to just put myself back out there, help people. And yeah, just work again. Honestly, I miss working. Miss working. So
being a mom is a full-time job. I mean, I'm not a mom, but I have some young nieces. And I honestly, especially at that age, they're so, they need a lot of attention. And having twins, I can't imagine that. So,
Yeah, I mean, having two moms in the mix, I think is like a secret weapon. I mean, not that I would have anything to compare it to. I never had a husband, but I'm telling you, like, the two moms, I'm on to something here. So
that makes sense. Do you still keep up with the show? Are you in and out? Like, what's your deal with Big Brother these days?
Yeah, honestly, I have been a diehard fan since season one. It's the reason that I went on the show. I don't really care much about reality TV, nor did I ever care about being on TV. I would only go on TV if I got to play Big Brother. Diehard fan. I have not missed a season. Actually, I lied. I did miss season, I think it was Taylor Hale's season. I think it was at
24.
24. I missed that season because I was on my honeymoon the first 3 weeks of it, and I just couldn't catch up.
Oh, once you miss it like a week or two, you're like, do I really, like, this is a lot to catch up.
Yeah, I couldn't. And that's the only season I've missed. I'm super invested. I don't watch the feeds, but I keep up with them, you know, the spoiler accounts and all that. So yeah, I don't know. I think I'll be invested in Big Brother until it, you know, falls off the rails.
Okay, you're like the rest of us. We're all unwell still watching the show. Did you, I'm curious, did you ever go back and watch your season after your...
Yeah, I honestly watched it in pieces though. Like, I wasn't able to just like watch it in its entirety. After the show wrapped, a few of us got an Airbnb out in LA and we were like, all right, let's just sit together and try to get through the first few episodes and like see what's going on. Cause like you said, my season was not liked. It was filled with a lot of controversy. There was some drama. There was like a lot of labels placed on my season, and I wanted to kind of understand why. Like, I'm not the type of person to just be like, whatever, turn a blind eye. You hear something about yourself, something you were a part of, you kind of want to know and see for yourself. So we watched a few episodes, then I took a break, came home, watched a few more. I feel like I didn't watch it in its entirety until COVID. So probably a full year later. And then every so often, I'll go back and watch an episode or so, or think something will pop into my head. I'm like, ooh, I kind of want to watch that episode and see how this went down or how this happened. I feel like it's for self-educational purposes, honestly.
That's the best way to do it. Because, like, I know a lot of people come out and they don't watch it, and I totally get why they don't. But especially if you're going through, like, this traumatic experience, which a lot of times it is, like, and people are criticizing you, I think I would want to know, okay, well, what is it that they're criticizing you about? Like, so I get that. I feel like I would do the same.
Yeah, I honestly felt like when I got out of there, I'm not going to lie to you, like, the delusional piece of me, I was like, oh, I'm going to be so loved. Like, America's going to love me. I get along with everyone. And then, midway through my season, there was that, like, America's Vote comp, and I was voted basically in, like, the most hated. And I was like, that was the first time I was like, oh, shit, like, they don't like me. I am definitely in a very hated alliance. As someone who loves the show, I know that usually you hate the big, strong, like, jock, popular kid alliance. So I was like, oh shit, I'm in that. Like, I they don't like me. I also wanted to see, like, when Twitter tells you you suck so bad, I want to know, is it because I cried a lot? Is it because I ate with my mouth, chewed with my mouth open? Like, I just wanted to see what everyone saw. So it was an interesting experience, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you feel like the edit accurately sort of portrayed you and what happened, or did you think about it differently?
I mean, honestly, I think the edit did get me pretty spot on. I'm not going to be like, oh, I got a bad edit. I do think that in that house, I was shown exactly how I was in that house. Do I think my edit is a representation of who I am in the real world? No, but it was accurate to who I was in Big Brother. I did cry all the time. I'm someone who's like pretty chill and spiritual, and I go outside, I ground myself. I was journaling every day at the time. You strip me away from everything that keeps me sane. I totally lost my mind in that house. I hated almost everyone in there. I just, it was like a cool / traumatizing experience to like step away from who you are and really challenge yourself. So I can't blame the edit. I think I was who I was in that house. I was also gaming so hard every second of that day that I was like bound to unravel at the seams. Like, it was,
I get it. I feel like I probably would have been the same. And when you can't, when they're controlling, when you can go outside and get that relief, that doesn't help either,
So. Yeah. And even like you don't even have like a pen and paper. Like, I'm someone who likes to jot down my thoughts and like write down, my manifestations and my goals and things I'm grateful for. That keeps my mental health, at a steady pace. So I didn't have, you can't even write a word down on a piece of paper. Yep. It sounds like silly, and unless you play the game and you really truly understand the magnitude of what's taken from you,
Yeah. And I've never asked anyone this, and because you do life coaching and stuff, I'm curious, did you utilize, and share only what you're comfortable sharing, but like, they have someone there you can talk to if you need to, right? So like, is that something that you and other house guests found yourself doing? Was it mandatory? How did that work? I'm curious.
So basically there's two diary rooms in the house. A lot of people don't know that. It's the main diary room. And then the upstairs is like a secret room where it's really just used for if there's like an external issue, like you said, like a psych visit or a medical situation where you have to see the doctor, or if you're on medications, anything like that. I don't really think anyone in my cast voluntarily took advantage of speaking to someone. I, in retrospect, could have probably used that a few times. Like, I kind of wish I said like, yo, I'm not well. I need to talk to someone.
Let me just vent.
Yeah. But in the moment, you kind of just think that's part of the game, or at least I did. But I don't think anyone on my season really utilized that. But they do offer, and they do remind you that there's, guidance and help. But I don't know, the psych analysis before the show and the person that they had in charge, I won't say their name because, bless them. But
of course,
I feel like it's a very antiquated system, and I feel like it needs to be like updated, maybe a younger person to kind of get, you know, on people's levels, because it's, you know, I think she's like 100, honestly, so it's not so relatable, and it didn't make me want to reach out to her for guidance at all, you know. She was That's a fair. Wonderful person, honestly, but I don't know, I feel like you got to get with the times a little, you know, things have changed.
Yeah. And they say that's like getting a therapist is like dating, right? Like not every therapist is for every single person. And so, yeah, if you're not vibing with that person or they're older or they don't, yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah.
So, okay, I think I know some of this story, but how did you get cast? Were you recruited? Did you apply? Obviously, you were a fan, so I don't remember.
Yeah, so I was a diehard fan. I had never auditioned or applied ever before, but I had recently come out of a relationship and I was kind of just like seeking something new, something exciting. And I had actually spoken to Tommy, my, you know, best friend and fellow BB21 cast member. And he was like, oh my God, I just auditioned for Big Brother. We always had talked about Big Brother together. We're friends, you know, for a lot of our life. And I was like, ooh, I should try out. Like, it'll just be fun. Like, they'll never cast the both of us. It'll just be fun to, you know, make a video. And so I did that. I recorded a video and there was someone on like the smaller end of casting on the East Coast that we kind of both mutually knew. And he was like, hey, when you submit your video, just send it to me rather than going through the site. I could hopefully help push it along. He was like, but just so you know, like, you'll both never get on. You're both two people from Staten Island, same age, and you're both gay. So you're not going to get on, just so you know, mm-hmm. like, it'll be one of you. So he kept pushing our video along. I made it to, like, I guess semifinals. And then by the time I was in finals, I was like, wow, like, we're both in finals. Like, this
yeah,
is
you
kinda
saw
crazy.
Tommy at like the hotel, I'm assuming.
We were in separate finals weeks because they had no idea that we knew each other. Like, they, production, casting had no idea. The only person That's that knew wild. That we knew each other was this one original, like, East Coast, like, casting. You know, casting is like a ladder of people. So, you know, he just kind of told us the whole time, like, listen, if they don't ask, don't say anything. So we didn't. And That was it. And I was actually cast as an alternate, which is such a mind fuck because you have to fully pack your bags, fully pretend you're going, fully film your leaving, say goodbye to your family, go and sequester, fill out hundreds of thousands of papers and psych evals and record your intro, everything for them to just, you know, at the end of the week, like when you get in your hotel room, they're like, thank you for doing this. But, you know, we're just going to keep you on file for next year. And then last minute, like days before, actually it was funny. Allison Grodner, Rich, a few of the big, you know, EPs came and knocked on my hotel room door. And I was like, what is going on? I looked through my little peephole. I'm like, no way. And they come and they're just like sitting in my hotel room on the bed with my shit everywhere. And they're like, what did you do to prepare for like that last interview we just had? They made me do like a last minute interview the day before move-in. I was like, I wrote down my my affirmations, my IMs. And they were like, can you read them for us right now? And I was like, okay. I go on like my underwear drawer. I'm like reading my IMs. And they were like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Do you feel that? Do you hear that? You are. You're a Big Brother cast member. And I lost my shit. I was like, did you kick someone out for me? And they were like, yeah, we have to have an uncomfortable conversation with someone else right now. And I just could not believe it. It was the coolest day of my life. Yeah, it definitely. And then the next day we moved in and I didn't see Tommy until, you know, move in. And he was more shocked than I was because I knew he was on at that point. He just thought I was an alternate. So it was, right. It was still somewhat of a surprise. But yeah.
So it sounds like it wasn't a situation where like someone got sick, like, or something. They just kind of last minute were like, Christy's interviews are better kind of thing.
Well, what I was told was that the girl that originally was in my spot was like also a Dallas, either a dancer or a cheerleader, I forget. And I think that it was too closely associated with a cat from my season. I'm also pretty sure they actually knew each other. They knew that they kind of were in the same circle somehow. And what Robin had said to me, Robin Cass used to work with Big Brother production, she had said that they kind of just were looking for a female that was going to shake things up a little bit more, someone who was very outspoken, someone who was going to game hard. And I
nailed
guess,
it.
I mean, I said, well, I will deliver, I promise you. So I guess it was just, I went in there and I was just like, you don't know what I'm going to do to this house. I am going to wreck it in there. Like, I am going to mess with every guy in there. I am going to. And they believed me, and that's what I at least tried to do, you know?
I can't even picture you not on the season. So it's pretty wild.
Well, so, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't believe that. And obviously, we later find out Holly and Kat have been sort of in the same circles and stuff. Like, I know. I mean, reality TV is like a small world, but also it's not. It's just so wild that they, you and Tommy, both separately got cast. Like, I just remember as a fan, we were like, this has to be a twist. When you got in there and you also found out about Kat and Holly, which I don't remember when that was, was anyone speculating, like, is this supposed to happen? Like, is this a twist or?
I mean, I could tell you what had happened. It was day 44. I remember it like it was yesterday. Oh, wow. I remember it. It was a huge fight. It was kind of the day that, like, my big alliance broke up.
Even was that the Taco Tuesday?
No, that was, it was sooner than Taco Tuesday. It was right before,
that's what I thought.
I think it was right before Sam was evicted. Okay. It was minutes before eviction. Julie didn't even have any idea what was going on. She said she threw away her cue cards that night. She was like, I don't know who's going home actually right now, because they are blowing up in that house right now. But yeah, when we found that out, it was kind of just like, this is weird, because Tommy and I know that we know each other, and now we know that they know each other, so we have to just deflect. I do think it's very strange how sometimes on cast, like, of all the millions of people in this country, how do people that roll in the same circle wind up on the same show, same
weird
cast? It's bizarre to me, but I don't think that Holly and Kat, like, were friends. They just kind of knew of each other, so I didn't take it as heavily as it was portrayed on the show. I was kind of like, well, whatever. They're definitely not as close as us. So we have to just shut up and, you know, keep it moving and not draw too much attention.
Yeah. Would you say, I mean, I think I know the answer, but having Tommy there, was that a huge help to your game? Do you ever imagine, like, what if Tommy wasn't there?
I have imagined what it would be like if he wasn't there. I don't know if I would have been as, like, comfortable and kind of, like, cocky the first half of the season. I think that, like, knowing I had him gave me this, like, extended self, like, sense of confidence in the game. I, like, knew I had a vote always. I knew I had someone to use the veto on me. So if I didn't have him, I would have been more on the same playing field mentally as everyone and maybe been a little bit more timid and not as, you know, so headstrong in the game. But in the same sense, not having him there, I mean, realistically, he was my biggest ally. He was the only person I trusted in the house. He was my little bit of home, and he did use the veto on me twice. So, yeah. I mean, out of the five or six times I sat on the block, two of those times he was responsible for saving me. So I feel like it's kind of split. And also, like, having him there was also scary because I lied about my age. I lied about growing up in Staten Island. I had to make sure I was consistent with my lies and just, like, also certain slang words. Like, we kind of were in the same, like, family for a while. And so a lot of words that we would use were very similar. And I'm like, shit, I literally can't say that because that's a made up word. And the only other person that uses it is him. So
it's like inside jokes.
Yeah, and even his name, like, I don't call him Tommy, I call him Thomas. So a couple times, you know, it was like, you had to be careful about it. So it added, like, a little extra challenge, I guess, as well.
Okay, interesting. So, you know, going into the house, what did you have a strategy in your mind? You ended up winning the first HOH, I think, right? Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Was that planned?
I mean, I don't really plan anything. I didn't plan on winning it, but I didn't plan on throwing it. Like, I think a lot of people go in to throw it. I didn't want to throw it, but I didn't think I would win it. But I actually, it's funny, it was an endurance comp where you just had to, like, hang on to a log. And honestly, what I did was I just put my head down and it sounds funny, but I meditated. I just meditated. I didn't listen to a single thing around me. I didn't feel anything, hear anything. I just went into my breathing. And before I knew it, I was, like, the second to last, or there were three of us. And I was like, wait, there's no way I'm still up here. So then at that point I was just like, I don't know. I feel like the universe is just telling me to win it. And I don't know. Like, I think it's weird that I think, like, New Age Big Brother, no one wants to win the first HOH. And I'm sorry. I think it's weird. It's giving running scared. I do not regret winning the first HOH. It puts you in such a good social position because week one, it's hard to make friends and alliances. I'm telling you, everyone flocks to that HOH room to be your friend. And like, maybe you throw it because you don't want to have the responsibility of making an enemy, but you're also not given the opportunity to make friends. So for me, I would still win it. I don't regret winning it. It's hard to nominate two people that early because you have nothing to base it on. But I feel like a lot of deals and bonds are made in that first week. So I was glad that I won it.
Yeah, I think if you know how to handle it properly, it is it is beneficial. Like, look at same thing with like Cody. He did it. He built all these relationships. But then we have some people like I think a Riley last year or whatever, like kind of didn't use it and went out like the next week. I think, yeah, if you can use it properly to build those bonds, it's probably worth it. But yeah, I guess it depends on like your person. It depends on so many factors, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I can understand why people are hesitant to do it, but as like a real fan, like I encourage it, like just go for it. Like, and also if you're not trying, what are you even doing there? You're taking up someone else's spot. I don't know.
Talk to me about this, the Six Shooters Alliance. Like obviously for a while it was good until it wasn't. I guess when you're in that alliance, are you just like, listen, I have the number. As long as I'm in the numbers, I'm fine. Like I might not like everyone in my alliance, or it might not be the best thing, but yeah. Talk to me about that alliance.
Yeah. So originally, so Six Shooters kind of morphed from Grateful. Grateful. Yeah. So
never forget.
Started. No, I know. Well, as the Twitter mob calls us, Hateful, you know.
Yes.
Gotta love that. So yeah, like how Grateful started, I was like probably day two, I was HOH and I wasn't planning on making a big alliance. I just knew I had Tommy. And honestly, in that first couple days, I was really close with Sis and Holly, and we had our own little four thing going on. But then we were like, well, we kind of need some like big physical men. And we found out that Jack, Jackson, Nick, and Bella had already kind of formed their own little thing. And they kind of just came to us one by one and were like, you're in, you're in, you're in. Realistically, are they the people that I would have chosen to be in an alliance with? No. But yes, it was numbers. It was eight. And that at that point, that's the majority. And you don't say no, especially when the two male physical threats that are like this come up to you and they're like, yo, you're with us. You just say yes. Like,
yes, of course.
You don't say no. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to win like physical comps and stuff. So great. They'll have me. It's great. Very quickly into that alliance, I just didn't really like the way that it was going. Even for example, in my HOH, when the veto was used during my HOH, I was like, well, shit, now I have to nominate a third person. This really sucks. My alliance, specifically the guys, were pushing so hard for me to backdoor Kemi. And I was like, no, I'm literally not doing what you're telling me to do. And in those moments, I immediately regretted being with these alpha males because it was like, you are not gonna tell me what to do. And also like, I'm not putting up another girl. Like I'm girl power. Like I'm replacing a guy. Like if a guy's coming down, I'm putting another guy up. Like I wanted to keep it even. Pretty early on into that alliance, I was like, nope, this isn't good. And I went around running my mouth to everyone how I was gonna break up the alliance. I didn't wanna work with couples and everyone was coupling up at that point. So I probably sabotaged Grateful, but then somehow we made up and we became Six Shooters, and that was me, Tommy, Annalise, Sis, Jack, and Jackson. Again, two couples, and then Tommy and I. And again, I ran my mouth and I was like, I am not going to the end with couples. There is no possible way. It's not happening. So I think a lot of it is my own fault for imploding that alliance, but I just knew I didn't really want to work with them. I really, really, in retrospect, would have loved to have worked with like Jessica.
I wish you and Jessica. I wish you guys. I know.
Yeah, that was my dream.
Done damage.
I know. My dream final three was me, Tommy, and Jess. I really loved her in the game. I regret getting Ovi out the first week because I feel like he had this power, and instead of being scared of it and trying to smoke the power out, I feel like I could have worked with him. And so there's a couple people that I really wish I did work closer with, even Cliff. Like I feel like Cliff and I had a great game talk relationship and we made a couple cool decisions together, but he never fully trusted me. And I wish he kind of did, but yeah,
I love watching you listen to his cam talks. I was watching the clips. That was funny.
That was accidental too. I was like running, holding my boobs there. Like first thing in the morning with crust in my eyes and my no bra. I'm like, oh my God, I have to go tell everyone what I just heard. But
yeah,
I don't know. You know,
Watching, so I did go back and watch a bit because, you know, it's been many years, but some of it is cringe, like with the alpha bros. And listen, I know they get a lot of shit anyway and they don't need me to add to it, but yeah, it was cringe. Like it was very much like, do what we're gonna do and this is what we need Kemi out, all that stuff. It was just like very aggressive. I don't think I'd be loving that situation either, so
Yeah, I mean, and it's just honestly unfortunate because I feel like that kind of set the tone for our season yes. being hated. Like, obviously, there were so many more things that came into play. But I think that once Big Brother Twitter decides, well, we don't like you and you guys are just like the jocks and like you're running the house, like that's it. Like,
yep.
I also think that just there was a lot of things that came into play that just tainted our season. A lot of it I do think was very overinflated. And to be honest, 5 years ago, I would have never said any of this because I feel like I was almost so scared of just cancel culture and people lumping me together with other people and things that were said. But now, like after reflecting and watching back and seeing like the narrative that was written, it just kind of like pisses me off because I feel like I was labeled for things that I literally never said, never did. I would go back and watch. There's like a 40-minute video of like all the hateful things that were said in the house. And I really tried to find like real things that I had said that I felt that, oh, okay, well, maybe this deserves the hate that I got. And I was like, honestly, no, I'm sorry. And if you're going to say, listen, this is maybe unpopular opinion, the whole scene with us in the HOH, our alliance was talking and putting pieces together and trying to figure out who was lying. And Nicole and Ovi come to the door and we're trying to get in.
Yeah.
Do I think that the door should have been slammed in their face? Absolutely not. It was rude. It was aggressive. But do I think that anyone should just have access to the HOH when an alliance is in there talking? Like, no. If you're watching old school Big Brother and someone tried to walk in during a secret, like, meeting of people putting pieces together, you're going to be asked to leave. You're not going to be allowed in. Like, this is Big Brother. It's a game. Again, do I think that there should have been, like, you know, the door slammed in the face and the get out and that mob mentality? No, definitely not. But in the heat of that moment, everyone's angry. Everyone's piecing things together. So I feel like the whole labels of like bullying, like, I don't know. I see way worse bullying go on. Like even like this season, for example, like I feel like Keanu, they were like really mean to Keanu a lot and like made fun of the way he smelled and the way he looked and the way he did things and how he ate and would like make personal attacks on him. But because he's a jock and he looks the way he looks and he's winning comps, it wasn't bullying. But I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of convenient. The narrative is convenient sometimes. And I just feel like once Big Brother Twitter has a script, they roll with it and that's it. And, you know, it's loud.
And there's no nuance. Like a lot of times, a lot of different things can be true at once. But like you said, and Big Brother is a microcosm of society in the sense that you can tell that cancel culture right around your season was very, very a thing where like maybe we've pulled back since then. I really think it really shows the trajectory of like where we are as a society a lot of times. And you're right. Like once something is decided on Twitter, it's hard to move back. And there's not a lot of nuance. Like once you're grouped into something, you're grouped into it. Right. So it is tough to watch, but I also think like it is important to reflect and be like, okay, maybe that wasn't that, or maybe this was. Yeah. So
yeah,
I totally get
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like getting out of that house, I'm telling you, like, being just told you're a racist, that like shattered me, like really shattered me. And I honestly wanted to take time to like reflect and see. And like, I'm really, really thankful that season 23 happened because I do agree that there needed to be more diversity. And like,
yeah.
I feel like season 23 happened and it was like a beautiful shift. And I feel like it needed to happen because I feel like, you know, casting in the previous years, there wasn't a balance. There wasn't a lot of diversity. And in just regular culture, I think like you gravitate towards certain people because it's what you know. And I'm not speaking for myself, but I do think that there were people in that house that maybe didn't want to work with certain groups of people.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, then I can't speak for them and I won't bash them. But because I was working with those people, I was lumped as that same mentality. And I'm telling you, like, that shattered me. You can call me anything you want. You can call me obnoxious, rude, a bitch, messy, a lie, anything. But for that to be your label and for me to feel it was so unwarranted, like, that tore me up for a while. Like, again, I would never speak about this 5 years ago, but now I just feel like I have reflected and I've really seen it for what it is now. And I feel like it just felt like unfair, to be honest, because sometimes people just don't vibe with certain personalities too. And that's like fine, you know, but it was weird.
It's tricky too. Cause like, of course there will be maybe unconscious bias with certain people as well that like, maybe they don't even know about. And then later they're like, oh yeah, like that was something. So yeah, I think a lot of things can be true at once. And I do think it's tough to watch, like obviously the camp comeback stuff and Oh, yeah. It's
yeah, it was
a lot
shitty.
to unpack there, man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it is shitty. And luckily, like, I would say a majority of Camp Comeback, like, I have a good friendship with now. I have spoken to, we've kind of hashed things out. I can't say, like, it's everyone, but yeah. I can only be in control of, like, my own apologies, my own responsibility, my own accountability. And if, you know, if you feel hurt and scorned by me, like, I also respect your space as well. Like, I'm all about growth and educating myself. And I feel like I've made amends with most of my cast, and that feels good for me where I'm at. And, you know, it's,
yeah,
it is what it is. Life goes on.
I don't know how you guys do this, because it's just like, it really does. You have to look yourself in the mirror and be like, what's wrong with me? Wait, I wasn't aware of this. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's tough. Talk to me about Taco Tuesday. This will go down in Big Brother history. It's talked about all the time. It's, you know, a top fight. I just rewatched it just to refresh my memory. And yeah, that was like, what do you remember from that the most?
Honestly, I remember every word of it, because I always say I'll never start a fight, but I will always finish it. And I'm not good at getting into a fight, but I'm really good at arguing once I'm in it. And I knew that. And I knew that Nick, unfortunately, wasn't. I knew his weak spots. I knew he was a hothead.
I could tell. You
I just know. And also, I want to preface this by saying, like, Nick's kids literally call me Aunt Christy. Like, my kids, they don't speak yet, but they, like, we're very close now. We're actually going away with them next weekend to their Airbnb in the Poconos. And we're like family now. And I would always say that to him, like, Nick, I hate you in this house, but we're probably going to be really close when we leave here. Like, it sucks, but you're just,
it did feel like a sibling kind of fight.
Oh,
a little bit.
Yeah. I listen, from day one, I knew that we were going to push each other's buttons. We were playing a very similar game mentality wise. And listen, it came to a head. I knew that I was going home that week. I was on the block next to my best friend, Annalise, sis. And I said, well, I'm not going to campaign against her because she's my friend. So I need a different outlet. And my only outlet was to set myself up as remaining the biggest target, the biggest threat, which is, you know, if you love the game, you know, that's valuable to keep.
Yep.
Sis wasn't a threat, wasn't a target. She could have gone till the end to final three if she didn't go.
Yep.
And I was like, all right, so how else can I do this? I have to pick a target, vocalize it, and vocalize that I'm going after that person. And unfortunately, Nick was just the one. He was baiting me. And I knew that the more angry he got, the more calm I could get. And I knew when I heard him stamping up the steps, I was up in HOH, and we saw him coming up on the camera. And I was like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
This is literally it. And originally, earlier in the day, I was kind of going to do it one-on-one with him and just be like, this is where I'm at. My campaign is going to be like against you. I don't want it to be a scene. But if you hear me in my campaign speeches one-on-one, it's going to be against you. But he, I guess, heard that beforehand, and then he wanted to put on a show. So I was like, well, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. So it kind of fell into my lap. It wasn't a plan. And then he just got angrier and angrier, and it was really easy to keep my cool. And yeah, I also just feel like I have a way with that in a sense. And I knew that's like what would make me good at Big Brother. Yeah, one thing led to another. He showed his cards. I got to expose him for all his, like, fake final twos in the house. And that was it. The house was like, oh, shit. Well, she's a psychopath, so we're keeping her. And she's going to go after him. And they, you know, learned all this new information. And unfortunately, the casualty was my best friend, sis. But, you know, she wasn't campaigning really much. And after that shit show, like, what could she have even said, honestly? You know, so...
Exactly. So you ended up going out on the double eviction, which was, it's always so hard because you don't have a lot of time. Do you think, had Nicole won HOH, you had a full week, do you think you could have made it work somehow? Or do you think you probably would have went out anyway on her HOH?
No, I know I could have, actually. It's the craziest thing. I think the only way they were going to get me out was on a double. And I've spoken to them all pretty much since then. And they all have, like, said, yeah, no, you couldn't have 7 days to campaign. There was no way. Like, we weren't getting you out any other way. And It's funny because my babies, they're almost two. They, you know, the only thing they watch is like Miss Rachel. So the other night I was like, wow, how trippy would it be for them to watch me on TV? So I put on that episode literally just the other night and I was like, let's see what they do. And it made me then wind up watching it because the double eviction was always just hard for me to watch because it just pissed me off, honestly.
Yeah.
But watching it, I'm like, Nicole pulls me into the like that little room by the bathroom and she's like, I'm just letting you know, like I don't have a lot of time, but like you might see yourself on the block. And I literally just choked up and said like, okay. And I think it was just mental, physical, emotional exhaustion at that point that I was just kind of like, well, I'm giving up, you know, like fine. But my only regret is that I should have been like, wait, I'm sorry, you're putting me up? Mickey's gonna win. Are you crazy right now? You want to take third place? Because I literally said it. And even in my eviction speech, my final speech, I said, love you all, whatever, great. You're gonna win, congratulations. Like, and I wish I would have got Cliff and Nicole and said, guys, I feel like you have your clouded judgment a little bit. I don't win anything. I have not won since the first week. You are crazy for taking me out. If you get me out, that's it. Like, Jackson's going to win. He's in love with Holly. He's taking her to final two. So whatever he's told you, yep, Cliff, you're being lied to. Like, but I didn't have an ounce of energy left in me. I literally just was like, well, okay. And you know, I guess in the moment, that's really all I had. But I know if I had a full week in there, 100%, I would have called a house meeting and been like, let's talk about all the lies everyone is doing. Let's do it right now.
So I thought that because as I was watching, it did feel like you were just exhausted, defeated. And I was like, if she had more time, I feel like that would be a totally different story. But
yeah, I have the gift of gab. It was my only real strength in that house. Because like, let's face it, I really wasn't winning comps. I won the first HOH when there was no pressure. And I won the Wectivity like power, which also there was no pressure. I thrive when like there's not something on the line, do or die. Right. And I crumble when it's do or die. So I feel like they should have just kept me because I probably wouldn't have won many things unless it was memory. I was good at memory comps, but Jackson had always said like, we knew we needed to get you out before the final five because that's when like more memory comps come in. And I was like, okay, whatever. Like it is what it is. I was so done at that point.
It was a long game. Speaking of, so we get to the finale, you vote for Jackson, I think over Holly. I think he wins like 6-3. Did you ever think about voting for Holly or were you pretty much set on voting for Jackson? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was really tough. I was in jury for 2 weeks. I think it was either 2 or 3 weeks. And I went back and forth with it a lot. Cause like I said, once I left, I know there was still five people in the house, but I knew that the final two was going to be Jackson and Holly. No one could have convinced me otherwise. Like people were like, no, Nicole has a shot. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's them. So I did go back and forth a lot in those couple of weeks of like just quiet in the jury house of, because my heart honestly wanted to vote for Holly. Like, I'm not going to pretend I liked Jackson. I didn't like him in the house. We clashed. I didn't agree with his values, the way he spoke to people. I honestly hated him in that house. I didn't want him to win. But I am a gamer and I am a fan of Big Brother. And I just always said I could never be a bitter jury member and I can never vote with my heart. I have to vote on who I think deserves the game. If it was like an integrity vote, totally different story. But, you know, so I did go back and forth with it. But overall, like, I think at the end of the day, it was like the game, the lover of Big Brother in me that voted for him. I hated to cast the vote, honestly, even when I put that key in the box. I was like, this is a battle between my head and my heart, but I got to go with my gut and it's him. And I do think he deserved it. I mean, the shit that he pulled in that house was so snaky. The lies that he concocted, the way that he got Tommy out and it was a lot. And let's face it, he won like more comps than anyone landslide that season. Holly, I adore. And I do wish that she was the winner, but I couldn't give her my vote just because I hated him, you know?
No, yeah, that's fair. You know, and his win was very like, he looked, because obviously he just learned about all this stuff, the public perception, the camp comeback stuff. Did it feel weird when he came out? Like, did the finale feel like wah-wah, or was it like, I don't know, I guess you were there, right? So like, what was the vibe there?
Oh, it was like a very, very looming dark energy. It wasn't okay. anything like any of us expected. You know, you see the confetti, you feel like, and honestly, I'm so maybe delusional, but I remember like sitting in the waiting rooms, getting ready to go out on the stage. I was so excited to see David and Sam and Kemi and Bella and all these people. Like, even though I knew we left off weird in the game, I was genuinely excited for like this happy Big Brother reunion where we could just like be friends now and not be crazy people fighting in a house. And it was icy. It was so cold. It was like daggers at us. And I was like, okay, like maybe we deserve this. Like I'm going to sit here and I'm going to take it and I'm going to, you know, watch the show after and size it up. But it was a very dark, heavy energy in there. It was not anything like any other finale I've ever seen. It was kind of like a, all right, so CBS has to do some damage control. We're going to make an example out of all of you. And, you know, it didn't really go too well. So we're just going to put it all on you guys. And good luck after when you get out of here. Hope you have therapy.
God, yes. I was going to say, how was it leaving the house and adjusting to real life? Was it easy? Did it take you a while?
Yeah, it took me a while, honestly. I'm not someone who handles like hate in a good way. I think some people could just brush it off and ignore it. But for me, like it forced me to go really deep and internally. And I think in a way it was good because I needed that solitude after being in a house with 16 strangers for so long. I had also just recently moved to Jersey in a new house. I was living on my own and it was a lot of solitude for me. And then, I mean, COVID was not long after that, you know, I remember I went to Bali after the show. I was like, I need to like go take a spiritual trip. I went to Bali for 2 weeks. And while we were there, that's when everything shut down. I didn't even know if I was going to get home from Bali. But I remember, I would say all of COVID was when I did like a lot of my, okay, get inside your head. You need to adjust. You need to get out of this. But I was definitely like in a funk and a depression after for a little while, I think. Just it was hard to know that my whole life I dreamed of being on this show, and I was kind of excited and proud of my game and excited to see it play back, and it was like kind of just tainted. And you know, I think I was a very just polarizing person, and my season, you know, you'll never hear anyone in the Big Brother world say that they liked my season because they're probably scared to say that they do, out of fear of just being like, you know, ew, how could you like that season? Or, you know, you hated it because there was a lot of, you know, just yucky things that went on.
Yeah. I mean, there is bandwagon mom mentality in the Big Brother world. I whenever I say like a favorite something, it's like, oh, how, like we all, I think the greatest thing about Big Brother is we all don't have to like the same people or like the same things, or, you know what I mean? Like that's supposed to be part of the fun. And I feel like sometimes it gets so nasty.
As a fan though, like if I wasn't on the season and I watched it, I probably would have felt the same way. I probably would have been like, ew, like screw
it was
them.
Tough.
Like they're, oh, like they're just a bunch of cool kids. Like they're literally picking off like who they thought were weak. And I probably wouldn't have liked my season either. But I think like game wise, there were a few really good like game moves that went on that I would have been like, oh shit. Okay, cool. That was great. Like I feel like my season just gets completely wiped off the table and not like kind of acknowledged at all because of a lot of it was, you know, overshadowed by the very obvious shitty stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I get that. Like as a viewer and a fan, I would get that, you know?
Yeah. What, you mentioned jury, like the jury house. I'm curious, any memories from the jury house? Anything that you remember?
Yeah, honestly, like for me, the craziest thing was going in there and seeing like Kat and Nick like together and just thinking it was the most bizarre thing in the world.
I forgot
and
about that.
I felt like I was being pranked. I was like, there's no way. Like, isn't this going to be really awkward on finale night when like Bella shows up with Nick's like gold necklace and like they're saying I love you to each other and they're like talking about being in each other's family and Nick just shows up with a whole ass new girlfriend? Like, I definitely was so shocked by that. Other than that, like, honestly, jury was like a very cleansing experience for me. I almost didn't want to go home and leave jury because it was very peaceful. It's like you're in this house in like the Malibu Hills and like this big bowl of just rock and beauty and quiet. And I meditated every day and I would just go sit out on like the furthest tip of the like property and just sit by myself and read. We were allowed to, you know, read. We had books there. We were allowed to like watch movies there. And I just felt like it was like a healing experience for me. So I really, I loved jury, honestly. Me and Jess would stay up the latest every night and in the media room and watch like I forget what we were, Sex in the City, I think, on DVDs. Like, it was just, it felt more wholesome. Like, it was just like a nice healing experience to come.
It's almost better than getting thrown back into real life right away. Almost, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I swear, like, I always say, like, for Cliff, he came in fourth, so he never even gets to go to the jury, and he goes right to finale night. Same with Nicole. Like, I was glad I got at least a couple weeks in there to decompress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. Who from the cast do you still talk to? Who are you close with?
I mean, obviously Thomas, he's one of my best friends. He'll be in my life forever. Same for Nick. Sis and Holly, I still keep in touch with. They actually came and stayed with me for Easter this year. They were with my whole family and the girls. Cliff, I talk to, like, from time to time. We'll check in. We were all at Nicole's wedding together. So Nicole, I keep in touch with. She actually doesn't live too far from me now. Who else? Yeah, I mean, that's probably everyone else I've kind of lost touch with. I think I've, like, maintained good, like, friendships with most of them. But I those are the ones I just, like, keep, like, active in touch with.
Is there anyone that if you did talk to, there would still be, like, some tension there? Or is it mostly, like,
honestly, probably just Kemi. Yeah, probably Kemi. Just Kemi. And it, yeah, because it's so funny. Like, I've definitely tried, like, when we first got out of the house, I tried to talk to her multiple times. Literally on a couple days after finale night, we had, like, a big party at, like, a club. It was, like, the wrap party. And I sat right across from her at a table, and I was like, can we talk? Like, I feel like we need to talk. Like, I'm confused right now, because my interpretation of my friendship with her is that when we got in there, funny story, was in semifinals. We were both at the New York City semifinals, and I'll never forget it. She had, like, a really cool mustard yellow shirt on, and I just looked at her and I was like, wow, she's gorgeous. Like, she's definitely going to be on. Like, she had something about her. She was so badass. Her energy was like just head bitch in charge. And I was like, oh, me and her are going to be friends. And then when I saw her in the house, we gravitated towards each other pretty early on. And that's why when my alliance was trying to get me to backdoor her, get her out as my replacement nom, I was like, get the hell out of here. Like, no, like, I feel like I can go far with her. Like, that's my girl. Obviously, like, things happened, the season progressed. We weren't working with the same people. Her girls were against my alliance. Things happened. But when I felt that wrath on finale night, and I felt like I was basically, she kind of told me, like, you're in a summary of words, you're a piece of shit. Like, don't talk to me. I was, I'm not kidding, shocked. Like, I was literally shocked. I was like, wait, I feel like I tried to save you. Like, I literally didn't want you to go home. I'm confused. So at the wrap party, I was like, girl, like, we got to talk. And she kind of was just like, no, I have nothing to say to you. And I was like, wow, that kind of sucks. Like, just so you know, I'm here if you want to talk. And I respected that. A couple months later, I tried again. I had tried a couple times because I did want to talk and hear her. And, like, I feel like we both owed each other that. But she never really expressed interest in speaking to me. And again, I respect that. That's fine. Everyone's experience is different. And yeah, our last interaction was not a good one. Like, it was just through Instagram, and we definitely, like, have each other blocked, and that's it. Like, it's, but I think that if we maybe one day ran into each other again, like, I'd probably approach her again and be like, hi, it's been, like, a decade. Like, can we clear any air? You can still hate me. We don't have to be friends. Like, that's fine. But I just, like, I want to know what I did, you know, like, just, I don't know. But
yeah. Everyone sort of, I guess, after the show too, like, some people get over things very quickly. Some people need years. I've definitely talked to people who, like, for 10 years, didn't even watch their season one, nothing to do with Big Brother. And then they sort of come back around. So yeah, I think everyone's experience is obviously different. But yeah, that's a bummer to hear. Love Kemi.
Jackson. Yeah, she's so cool. Like, she's literally cool. That's why I'm like, damn.
Really,
I'm
sweet,
like,
girl.
That's
I know. I mean, it happens. Yeah. But with Jackson, I want to ask you, because, you know, he's, you know, I don't know how much you know. I just know based on social media, he seemingly has turned his life around a bit. I don't know. He got sober and seems to be very religious now, has a family. He went on Julie's podcast even. Have you spoken to him, or what do you think about his sort of, like, change in life?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, obviously, like, I'm so happy for him. Anyone that grows and does, you know, self-reflection, and or at least tries to, I respect it. Like, he's married. Yeah. beautiful family now. I wish him so much happiness, obviously. And if it's authentic and it's real and he, you know, has God on his side, then good. I love that for him. I don't know. I only really know one version of him, and that's in the house. But, you know, I want people to give me grace and understand that I'm maybe not who I am, the same person that I was in that house. So I don't want to just assume that he's only who he was in that house. But I definitely think sobriety was a very beneficial and necessary choice for him, because based on his, you know, stories and his addiction, I think a lot of that was reflected in the way he was and his anger and his, so I'm happy for him. I talked to him, if I've spoken to him twice since the season wrapped, it's a lot. It's a very random kind of back and forth on Instagram. How you doing? Cool. You know,
right.
Like, OG to a story. And, you know, he wishes me well. I wish him well. We are polar opposites just in life. So I don't know if we would ever really like have a friendship, because we're just very different. But yeah, I hope he's on the right path, and I hope it's authentic and he's, you know, he's doing his thing.
Yeah, no, I get that. I feel like I remember I couldn't stand him watching the show. But, you know, I believe in growth and giving people grace, especially later, and if you watch yourself and change. So I kind of feel the same way. Like, am I, you know, being like, he's my favorite player again? No, but no. Good for him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, though, like when I opened up my phone and saw him on Julie's like God podcast, yeah. I it was a jump scare. I was like, I'm sorry.
Same.
This seems strange to me. Like, what?
It was out of nowhere.
It was like so unprovoked. I was just like, what is going on right now? And I mean, she must be brave to have done that, because I'm sure she got a lot of hate for having him on. Not that Julie Chen cares. She's a queen, but I just thought it was an odd choice to, but you know, I mean, I guess there's reason for everything.
I wonder how it came about. She must've just like saw that he was really into God, because you know, she loves that. So like, it was interesting.
I guess so. And honestly, like if you are a true like believer and a person of God, I think that you maybe do like believe in forgiveness and second chances.
For sure.
And maybe she felt like, hey, you know, maybe CBS has him like blacklisted, but I want to give him the opportunity to be heard and maybe open the door for some others to forgive him. And I honestly commend her for that. But I was definitely like, that was not on my bingo card ever.
Yep. Same. I think we all felt that way. I want to ask about, have you ever been asked to do Big Brother again or any other show?
So no, Big Brother, I was not asked. And to be honest, I was like so pissed when All Stars happened and I was going to ask. I swear, I don't know. Again, maybe I'm delusional, but I just felt like out of my cast, there were a few people that I think should have gotten a call. And I think that I honestly could have been one of them. But again, I'm not an idiot. I know my reputation was already like tainted. So I was asked to do X on the Beach. And I was I have a girlfriend, though. Like, I'm with someone. I'm not single. And they were like, okay, well,
we don't care.
They were like, can't she just pretend to be your ex? I'm like, no, if you met my girlfriend, who is now my wife, you would know that she would never do anything like that. So no. So that was a random one they asked me to be on. And the challenge, actually, I forget what season it was. It was in 2020. It was the end of 2020. I was supposed to be on it. My bags were packed. Everything was done. I was leaving in a few days, myself and Annalise. And at the last minute, they cut me. They said that they didn't ever give me a reason why, but I heard that it was just from like social media. I think that the cast was leaked and a lot of people gave them shit about it. And they cut me and Annalise at the same time. And they were like, we can't have you on. So I was kind of just like, all right, whatever. It wasn't meant to be. And it honestly wasn't, because I ended up, that's when I met my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife. And I remember when I got the call that I was cut, I was out to like my goodbye dinner and they called me. I'm like, well, this is awkward.
That's horrible.
You know, no, literally. And I remember my mom being like, are you okay? Like, how are you not crying? And I'm like, I don't know, but I have this just weird feeling that something bigger is coming and it would have missed me if I was away. I think it was in Argentina. And literally days later, I met my wife. So it was divine intervention. I was not supposed to be. And I would have gotten eaten up on that show. I mean, I trained hard for it, but I am not in physical shape to play the challenge. Like, let's be real. So I was like, you know what? It's better off. I don't even make a fool of myself on my second try at TV.
Yeah. What did you think about Big Brother All-Stars? Did you watch it? Were you like hate watching it? Because you're like, damn, I should be there. Or were you like rooting for anyone?
No, I honestly did love watching it. I wasn't hate watching it because I was proud that like Nicole and David went on it. Like I love that they both got a second chance at playing the game. Would I have categorized them? Like if we're calling it all stars, I wouldn't have picked them. But if we were calling it like second chances or like something like that, I would have been like, oh, hell yeah. Obviously, I was rooting for the both of them because they were, you know, I'm biased. They're from my season and I love them both, even though Nicole got me out, but I love them both. But yeah, I was rooting for Cody from the beginning just cause I love the way he plays the game. I was rooting for Janelle. I adore Janelle. I think she's crazy in the best way and funny. So yeah, there was a few people that I was rooting for. I enjoyed watching it, but I don't think it should have been called All Stars in my opinion. Mm. Like when I think All Stars, I think like people who stood out in their season, made some really great game moves, maybe some winners, some people that came close to the end. But I don't know. I hope that they do another season like it, but not call it All Stars, like something different. Like,
I don't know. I agree. Like, even if it's, I don't know. Yeah, not first boots, but like, or runners up or final, like something, second chances, yeah. I guess, or legends, something like that.
First boots would be cool too, because you know, like I feel like first boots, you never see their potential. You don't even know what kind of gamer they are, so it would kind of be cool to put them all in a game.
Some of them
together.
Got the shaft too. Like, I mean, I don't even know if you count Jody as a first boot in BB14, but like that was
right.
You know,
yeah,
like there's some of those.
Right.
Ugh, God. So, are you ever interested in doing reality TV again, or you're like, nah, that's in my past?
You know what? Like, I am someone who would never say never. I was actually just having this conversation the other day. I think for the first 5 years after Big Brother, I swore I would never do reality TV again. I'm like, no, definitely not. Even when I was going to be on the challenge, I was kind of just like, oh, all right, I don't think this is right for me, but I'm not going to say no. I was single. I was like, it's an experience. But I really thought that I was done with it until very, very recently. I started to, and I think it's like when Big Brother season rolls around, I start to like get into that like gamer mentality where I'm like, oh, they should have done this. Or, oh my God, I would have done that. And I'm like, it's kind of in me to game. I would be very selective on the type of show, though, because let's face it, my kids are babies. I don't want to miss a thing. I feel like it would have to be, I don't know, it would have to be the right fit. I would love to get another shot at Big Brother, but it's like a long time to leave your family and stuff.
Well, now you have kids, it's tough, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know. And I also feel like they would have to, like, it would have to be really enticing enough. I don't know, but if the right, and honestly, the Traitors, I would love to do the Traitors because it's like pretty short filming. It's very short. And it's not as isolating. Like you kind of, you have a little more freedom. So, but yeah, there's not many shows I would do. I don't want to do like cheap reality TV or like a one-off. I want to do something that I'm like, okay, cool. I could be proud of this, you know?
Yeah, but you're coming around to it.
Yeah, like, again, I would never say never, but it would have to be, like, the perfectly right time. I would have to feel like I'm not missing anything crazy at home, and it would have to be, I don't know, I feel like the universe, I always say, like, if something's gonna come my way, it'll fall right in my lap. I wouldn't, like, audition for anything or put myself out there, but if I was asked to do something and it was cool enough, I would have to, like, I don't know, meditate on it a little and see what I felt.
I know you're busy, you know, with your family nowadays, but do you run in the Big Brother circles? Do you ever go to events or do you ever talk to other alumni or not really? You kind of, because, you know, some people are like really in there and then some people kind of step back a little bit from that.
I think like when I first got off the show the first couple of years, I tried to like connect with a lot of alumni and like go to more events. But honestly, now I just, not that I don't care. It's just like, I feel like I have so much of a busy life and like my kids do take up a lot of time. I also live in like South Central Jersey. It's like an hour and a half from Manhattan. So for me to like intentionally take time out of my life to go, I don't know. I feel like if I had something that important to talk about with BB alum, I would call them. I don't, the meetups honestly look like a lot of fun, but I do feel like it's mostly like the younger and like more recent seasons. I'm always invited to things still. And I always respond the same way. I'm always like, thank you for inviting me. Please don't stop inviting me because I will show up to one soon. The last thing I did was like a lip sync battle. I was like 4 weeks pregnant and no one knew at the time. And I had to learn like this choreography and do this whole like Rihanna thing. And I was like newly pregnant and that was fun, but that was the last thing I've done. But I always say like, don't stop inviting me because I may just show up one day, but I don't know. I feel like it's not my identity. It's a part of my journey, but it's not my identity. I feel like some people go so hard. It's like their whole entire identity is that they played one season of Big Brother, and no judgment. It's exciting, but I don't care enough about it. Yeah. You know,
as you get older too, you're like, I don't have time for all this.
Right. I am 35. So it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be like, maybe if I got like older and then like my kids were grown, it would be fun to like pop cool. up at a random event. Yeah. Cause then I'm like an old legend. And then I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like, who did I see the other night? I went to Thomas's. He's on a new show called 99 to
Yes. Me. I heard
And
that.
I went to the party in the city, and Adam, the rocker who loves Tori Spelling. Yeah, he was there, and I was like, how iconic, like, so cool, like, just hanging out at the bar, we had a beer, and I was like, all right, maybe, like, in a decade or two, I'll resurface at these events, but.
Yeah. No, but I guess my last question is, and I always ask people, is, like, is Big Brother something that you look on fondly now, or, because, like, I'm assuming the first few years might have been, the answer could be different, but is it something that you're happy you did, you look on fondly, or is it still a little bit of trauma there?
Yeah, I mean, like, I get that. I get asked that a lot. Even like fans, like when I run into people, they're like, "Oh my god, like I want to be on it." And my immediate reaction is always, "Don't do it. Stay a fan." But then I think about it. I don't regret it. I don't. I do look upon it fondly. It was such a cool experience being in it. Did it take a toll on my mental health? Yes. Did I turn into someone that I did not recognize? Yes. Like if you meet me in the real world and you know me on a friendship level or my family versus you only knew me from Big Brother, you would not believe they're the same person. Like I'm so different. I'm still outspoken, opinionated, shoot it straight. Like I'm still that, but I am not a train wreck emotional, and I'm not like cutthroat. Like I'm a pretty relaxed person. So yes. Am I happy that I did it? Yes, I don't regret it, but it was definitely really harder than I thought. And it brought up a lot of just trauma, and it brought a lot of growth, but I feel like it was necessary growth. Like it was provoked growth, and I'm glad that it happened. So definitely some trauma, but you know, I put myself in that situation, so I can't, I'm not a victim. You know what I mean? So it was, I would still do it again, I guess. If I had to go back, I would have done it again.
Yeah, if you don't leave reality TV with just like a little bit of trauma, I feel like it's kind of baked in, unfortunately, with reality television. So
yeah, and especially Big Brother, it's the most unique reality experience. I mean, not that I've done other shows, but I can't imagine any other show being as like of much of like a mind challenge. Like it's a mind fuck. It really is. It's
for sure.
And it's intentional to do that. They make you uncomfortable in that house, and it brings out the worst in you, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, Christy, thank you so much for taking time to do this. This was a lot of fun. I know you don't, I feel like you don't do a lot of interviews, huh? Do you?
No, I don't. I feel like in the beginning I did, but now it's hard for me to say yes to things. Like, and I hate that, but again, it's like, I have like a priorities list, and if it's not like in the top two of things, I'm just going to say like kindly, like, thank you. I'm flattered that I'm being asked, but I'm good. I don't know. It's also like, how many times can you talk about your experience? The only reason I honestly really wanted to do this with you is because it has been so long since I've done it. And I feel like I could reflect on it in a different way. And instead of like hiding and running scared, I could like really talk about how I feel. And also it's you. I feel like if I'm going to do an interview and resurrect, it has to be with the one and only. So
thank you so much, Christy. That was so nice.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course.